Sybil.
Happy Monday, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you, Charlotte. 4 out of 5, not bad. Nikki Woo, Coco Fresh. You ladies did a fantastic job. I'll try to do better next time, Charlotte. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What does that mean? You'll try to do better. When a man says, I'll try to do better next time.
Try to sell 5 out next time, Sam.
Oh, okay. 4 out of 5. I got it. Yeah. Okay. All right. Upsets in sports over the weekend.
Wow. Some upsets.
Yeah.
What an upset.
Some upset stomachs going around.
Man. All right. Steph Curry had a bad day.
He had a bad day.
Everybody has a bad day. And his was yesterday against the Lakers.
He got that butt beat in California.
Yeah. I asked who could stop Steph Curry.
And you found out.
We found out, didn't we?
The Lakers whooped that butt in California.
So does that mean the We Hate Lakers Club is back open again?
No. Lakers had a lucky night. Lakers, so they're at the bottom of the bottom, Sybil. They had a good night. Give them credit. They all right. They're not going to the playoffs or anything like that.
And you're not gonna shut Steph Curry down in a seven-game series.
You had an off night. Yeah.
You have one off night.
Yeah,
don't get excited.
Let's not hang banners or anything like that, okay?
Laker haters stay in the closet.
The Laker haters are still at full operation. That's right.
I don't know. This is pretty serious.
It's pretty good. This is a good game. Yeah.
Maybe they should go to the playoffs just because of this one game.
Come on, one game. Me and my buddy Ken are still operating. We're in full operation.
Okay. And the other upset in
Ooh,
sports.
She choked.
Holly Holmes, who beat the out of Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couldn't wait for a rematch with Ronda Rousey. So she defended her title against somebody who Ronda Rousey has beaten twice and got beat. Holly Holmes got beat. Mm-hmm. And so that sets it up. Because I think it's fixed. I didn't watch it.
Well, it didn't look fixed to me the way she got choked out.
That didn't look fixed. I didn't see it.
It didn't look. I saw the highlight.
All right, conspiracy. Here it is.
You see conspiracy in everything, right?
Ronda Rousey is the moneymaker for the sport, mm-hmm. And Ronda Rousey needs to be the champion again,
right?
In order for them to make money.
Yeah, in order for them to make money. And so Ronda Rousey has beat this lady that Holly Holmes beat. Holly Holmes didn't want to wait for Ronda Rousey mm-hmm. for a rematch. Mm-hmm. She needed to make some money, and she lost. So I think
the other lady got choked out. Player, I mean,
you saw it. Huh?
A choke out is. I mean,
you recognize a choke out, do you?
You never been choked out, I guess.
No,
I said.
Okay,
well, I'm here to tell you.
Not in public.
It's not in public. Mm-hmm. Hey, girl. Okay.
I can't say that I have.
A little rough last night, Darnell. All right. I hear Sam. I hear.
If your mama.
Yeah, it didn't look fixed, but I wouldn't put it past them, player. I really wouldn't.
If your mama and daddy, back in the day, instead of telling you to go get a switch, put a stun gun on you. Because they could.
Because they didn't have time to wait for to get that switch. That's Southwest Florida, baby, all day.
Oh, yeah.
That's Deion Sanders.
Well, a switch is a broke person's stun gun. I mean.
I guess it is, isn't it?
I would have said, if Ellie Brown had a stun gun, player, she would have used it.
Waited for your trifle behind to go out.
Yeah.
Walk around.
Pull them couples back. Get up.
What did I say?
This couple is being investigated.
That's awful.
The children said that the couple used a stun gun on them when they misbehaved. Yeah. When they asked the couple, they said, yeah, we got a stun gun. We just spark it every now and then just to scare them. But there are bruises on the kid's stomach and everything, burnt marks and stuff.
And man, remember that joke by Louis Anderson? He said his dad used to pull a gun, but he didn't shoot him. He just cock it. He go.
That's a do right right there.
That's a do right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure my mom, if she had a stun gun, she'd use it. There's no doubt in my mind. None.
Well, none. And she had good reason.
If she could keep up with her batteries, if you know what I'm talking about.
And yes, they are.
No.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
They are.
Yes. Yeah.
Stop crying and shaking.
Didn't I tell you to wash them dishes? Yeah, she would use a stun gun.
Oh, that's awful.
And they're black, huh?
It's a modern day switch. That's the way I look at it.
Charleston, Bobby Brown, after the autopsy report was released, canceled his show in Charleston over the weekend with Keith Sweat, Jagged Edge, 112. He says, I can't wait to hit the stage in New Jersey on March 26th and Tampa on April 2nd.
He just needed some time. It's a little time.
I think.
Yeah. Why did they release the autopsy anyway?
Oh, I think people wanted. I think
people wanted to know.
It was a question, and also it's probably a part of the case.
Oh yeah,
against Nick.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this a horrific time. January was the anniversary of her first going into the coma and this situation. Then the long period, the long goodbye, as they say, in this case. And now, you know, the case
on her birth on her 23rd birthday, they released the autopsy of Bobby Christina.
Bobby Christina.
Yeah.
Poor Bobby.
Oh, Bobby's gonna be going through this for a minute, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, report showed that she died from a combination of drowning and drug intoxication.
Didn't we know that already?
Well,
yeah,
we knew about the drowning part and certainly the drug part.
We didn't know. We knew. Yeah.
But the confirmation of it.
Yeah. Bobby was never scheduled to be with New Edition on the cruise.
No.
We were hoping that he
might.
He might. But yeah. It doesn't look good. Besides, I don't think we have a cabin for him.
Bobby's never Justin. In his cabin anyway, boy. I mean, that wouldn't matter.
Wow. Come on, he don't have to have a cabin.
I mean, you don't need a cabin.
There's a lot of bars on that ship. There's a lot of bars on that ship.
And one with his name on it.
Yeah, we named one. So.
Bobby would not be in his room.
No. Well, Bob, if you want to come... We got a bar stool for you.
Yeah, we know you're going through it, man. You got to come through and have some fun, man.
Presented by Ford. Ford goes further in our community.